I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is brought to you by the 10K Collective. The 10K Collective is a collection of men and women who are doing at least $25,000 a month on Amazon in the UK, US, Europe, doesn't matter, but that is the figure as a minimum. Now, why that figure? Because it means you get to meet with like-minded people who are serious about Amazon, who are doing well, and who are ambitious to do better rather than knocking around with newbies, which isn't going to help you if you want to scale up from six figures a month to seven figures or whatever you're ambitious to do, four to five figures. We have people who are doing up to around the quarter of a million a month mark. And as I say, the lowest is 25K. So it's still quite a big spread, but we have amazing things that get shared. You will get 30 minutes each, minimum of 20, 25, even in a really busy month. And there's only 8 to 12 people at any given meeting. So what do we cover in the meetings? Well, we cover topics from how to stay in stock, make more money by not missing out and not being out of stock, dominating a market and the mindset needed, handling whole container loads, how to predict stock needed, for example, how to get a product on primetime British TV for free, as one of our members did back at Halloween last year. So these are not prescribed by me and it's not a set course. It is simply what comes up, what you need to handle right now to move your business forward. It's very simple, robust format. It's doing really well. We've got great loyalty from the members. I think out of 10 people that have joined it so far, about 8 are still with us after several months, which is a real testament to the fact that they're getting value and there's a great feel of community and we have a lot of fun. We take business seriously, but we also try not to take ourselves too seriously. We have a lot of fun. We're very open and we have a lot of serious debates that actually result in people doing stuff and taking action, like opening up in America, like going to Germany, like, you know, doubling their orders. I mean, serious action takes place as a result of these meetings. And it's also good fun. You'll need to be able to get to London as well as doing 25,000 a month minimum, roughly in dollars. And it's application only. So if you want to check that out, go to amazingfba.com/mastermind. Make sure you click through to the 10K Collective page rather than applying for the Zero to Hero Mastermind, which is just for those who are just starting out. Thanks very much for listening. Now, on with the show. Ladles and jelly spoons, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. For British Amazon sellers and also Americans, if you're listening as well, it's sort of 50-50 splits, lots of Germans and Canadians and various other people, Indians, what have you, listening from around the world. So today we have a very international call with Omer Riaz of yourtasker.com. They are the outsourcing people for e-commerce business owners, including, of course, Amazon. And Omer's based in Long Island, New York, so coming to us from across the pond today. Omer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael.
So, Omer, give us a bit of your background and first, what brought you to this and what sort of qualifies you to help Amazon sellers with their tasks?
Sure. Again, my name is Omer Riaz. I am from Long Island, New York, and I am from basically IT background. I have worked in Big Four consulting firms like Accenture and Deloitte for about 12 years, and I started my journey in Amazon space like 5 years ago with my partners. And obviously we were from IT background, had no clue about e-commerce. So instead of just figuring out everything at our own, we made a team back in Pakistan, where we brought our third partner, started this team for three people. And we were basically, you know, learning stuff and delegating those stuff to that team. Stuff like, you know, Amazon listing creation, listing optimization, PPC management, customer support, like all tasks which are daily and repetitive, we delegated that. And we started our model from a wholesale perspective, and then we moved into private label. So we have learned a lot on that curve, and we had delegated that. So after a year or so, we were doing pretty good. Like, you know, we were at six-figure sellers. And like a year or so, our friends and our suppliers, they start asking us, like, where do you guys, you know, how you guys are doing it? You know, you guys are from IT, have no knowledge about e-commerce. And we told them, you know, it's basically we have our own team, which we made just to delegate these tasks. And this team is helping us. And there we got the another business angle, or I would say another venue, that people start asking us like, whether can we get your guys like to help us? And we thought, well, that's a great thing to do, you know, because I have worked for Accenture and Deloitte, same like my partner. And when we were working for Fortune 500 companies, they have amazing outsourcing solution, which small business online owners, they can't afford it. They can't trust it. Like, you know, people who are working overseas, they can, you know, trust those guys. So we thought that we should build this practice. We should bring a solution for small business owners, online business owners, where they can rely and as well as grow their team. So we start talking to people, we start developing our team, and now I have about 165 people in my team, and we are managing more than 200 Amazon Seller Central accounts. We also manage eBay, Shopify, Walmart. So that is about your task.
Right. Okay. That's quite an impressive background. So just to summarize a bit, it sounds like you did that classic thing that many people who have had on the show, and I guess it's like, you know, 3.5 years now have been running here. So it's scratching your own itch, which I would always advise anyone is any kind of startup. Well, that's true for Amazon sellers as well, by the way, I think, is for selling products. Scratching your own itch is always smart because you understand the needs of the market because you are your target market, right? This is always smart. And it grew very organically as well because people started seeing you were successful and asked you, well, how did you do it? What's unusual about your story, I think, is that you actually started almost immediately with the outsourcing because that's obviously been your comfort zone from your background. So quite different from a lot of people. As you say, a lot of people are very reluctant to outsource. So you're managing obviously over 200 businesses. You've got a ton of people that work for you. Very impressive. The first question then, really, as you pointed out, smaller sellers as opposed to the Fortune 500 company type people often struggle with outsourcing because getting quality, reliable people is difficult. But also, even more than that, how do you start? You know, if you've never done that in your life, if you've just been an employee. So what would you say are the most common problems you see with smaller sellers around the outsourcing in the Amazon space?
Well, the basic concept is, you know, everybody who starts online businesses, they want to get financial freedom, basically, you know. And that is only possible when they build some model which works for them. And now time for them is basically to, you know, explore that or take it to the next level. For that, they need help. So when it comes to hiring, they can't find people from the market. Either those guys are pretty expensive. I mean, for Amazon marketing, you can't find people. Or the other issue is like they can't rely on freelancers out there. I mean, there are pretty great freelancers out there as well, but they can rely on those guys, whether they're going to take care or no. So reliability and trust is first thing. So when we start with them, you know, the very first thing which we do is, you know, we do an account audit, okay, which we're going to talk about later, which is one of the offer as well. So basically, whenever we start with them, we have built this company, and we don't want to work with people who are not ready to delegate, okay? So the first thing which we need to do is we do a full account audit, whoever we work, okay? Once we start, we do full account audit, and that includes like your listing, whether they are optimized, your backend keywords, your PPC campaigns. So that's like 70-page detailed document. So when we bring this document in front of you, okay, and 95% of the time, people say that, okay, these guys know Amazon, okay? They are not, you know, just talking about it. They know Amazon, and they are ready at that time because they know what they are lacking, and that kind of a scope of work as well. They know that this is what they are lacking, and we found that, and we can work on that. So we kind of lay out a plan for them, and we said, okay, for first few months, we're going to just cover what you're missing, and then we could target your optimization, you know. And obviously, I tell everybody, you know, people who have built team with us, like, you know, one guy has like 15 people with us, you know, we tell them, like, you know, start with one guy, okay? And once you see value, once you see your business is progressing, okay, we are not in rush. Just then build your team, you know, build a team of 2, 3 guys, 4 guys, whatever, you know. So people who have started with us with one VA, now they are, you know, 3 to 15 guys in their teams. That's how we are progressing. We want to work with people who have potential. They want to grow and they are ready to delegate. So I think getting their trust and showing them what we know it has been a big win for us.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What I think is very interesting is the, what was I going to say? The main thing is that you diagnose before you prescribe, as they put it. So there's an old saying in business coaching, which is prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. So in other words, if you start saying to somebody what they should do before you've analyzed what's actually going on at the moment and what their issues are or the potential wins, then that's premature. So I really, really like the fact that you offer an audit. And obviously, you're obviously offering massive value up front. I didn't realize it was a 70-page document. I know that you offer for free, and we'll put a links for that. I mean, it'll be amazingfba.com/yourtasker, URTASKER. But we're going to put links there. But the free audit in itself is massive value. So they can immediately get value up front, which is very smart marketing and very kind of friendly. But also, I love the fact that you check where people are at first before you start offering solutions. So that's very, very smart. And that's pretty unique in the outsourcing world, as far as I know. I don't think anyone else offers that. So makes a lot of sense. So assuming that you've done your audit then with the seller, and you've identified, you look at the listings, you look at the PPC, I guess you're looking at, you know, the overall account as well and the balance of products. What is the next step for somebody if they're considering outsourcing some stuff to you guys? Let's take somebody with, say, 10 SKUs, 10 different product lines. They're doing, I don't know, $10,000 a month, fairly early days, and they're getting very busy. They still got a day job. And they come to you, they do the account audit. What's the next step?
So basically, the next step is our onboarding process. We give them a package, you know, we propose them a package that, you know, based on your needs, this is the package which suits you, okay? And once they agree, we have an onboarding call, which is basically, I just talk about the front end. On the back end, since we own our own offices, I mean, we have our own offices in Pakistan. We have two offices. One is in federal capital, one is in another city, where 165 people coming every day to work, and they basically provide value. So we don't rely on any outsider freelancers. We have our own people which we hire, we train, and we vet their services because it's a reputation of your tasker, you know. So we have those people. So once you should see like how we do onboarding process, like, you know, other day there was one of the guy who was talking about our onboarding process. He was quite impressed that, you know, once we do onboarding call, it's like it's the same feeling where Fortune 500 companies they are showing value to the client that, you know, on that onboarding call you will see a quality assurance guy, a project manager, and then VA, and we offer quality assurance and project manager free of cost right now. Okay, so whenever your VA is working, it's not just VA, it's someone who is doing quality assurance and project management. So these are the tasks. Then we tell them like where you are comfortable. Like we have running two shifts. Okay, one is Pakistan daytime, and then is obviously is US Eastern hour. So we ask them like, you know, most of the time when they are hiring full VA where they have to work on a daily basis, we ask them like, what is the level of communication you want to have? That's very important, you know. Whether you want to have a daily call with them, whether you want to have a weekly call, let's say if you're getting less hours, how you want to communicate. We document that, okay? And we also document whatever we have. Once we did an account audit, what is the finding? What is the project scope? They sign off, okay? And we start working on them. We also give them timeline as well. Okay, this is the timeline. So they know that what exactly they are getting. So it's basically repetitive task, plus we show them a picture that what exactly you're looking for. And obviously, if someone is someone started, and once we do account audit, and we reject people too, okay, and we tell them like people start like, you know, I always talk that product research is the major part of your online business, and a lot of people make mistake in product research. So they have like products who they are not able to sell because they are not in good niche, or they are like, you know, low demand and high competition. And we honestly tell them, you know, this is not going to work. Okay. We need to be honest. We don't want to start something and if it does not work and then later start people complaining us. So we honestly tell them, you know, this is not going to work. if you want to start fresh, okay, this is the product research criteria. If you want to start, this is for small sellers. Most of the big sellers, you know, wholesalers or, you know, private labels, once they have figured out the product, they are doing great. We just take over whatever their in-house team is doing and they can just manage.
Excellent. That's quite the answer. So again, it's quite a sophisticated service you're offering here. As you say, there's a quality control person there as well as a project manager. So that's kind of included in what you're offering as opposed to just being kind of add-on, which is quite reassuring. The fact, of course, that you employ your own staff as well rather than freelancers. I mean, there are different models for doing these things, but that's unusual. I guess for you guys, it's a bit of a pain and it's a fixed cost and it's, you know, it's more of a risk. But you're taking the risk, I guess, from the point of view of the user. That actually makes a lot of sense. And it's interesting, obviously, that you're willing to reject potential clients if they're not able to, you know, take advantage of what you're doing, if they've made a mistake with their product selection. Because I've had the same issue with my little consultation, which is very much one-to-one. It's much simpler, but still, there are some people who will approach me and I'll look at what they're doing and I'll just say, you know what, I don't think I can turn this around for you. Sometimes I'll say, let's give it a month, but I don't think I can turn it around. We can give it a go if you want. And sometimes people go for that and sometimes not. So that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, it sounds like then really if you, once you've decided what the scope is and the communication level and the fact that it is going to work for them, let's break it down a little bit further. So we've been talking in sort of very general terms. What exact services do you offer for people? Let's break them down one at a time and let's take a list first. What services do you offer and what do you not offer?
Sure. So basically the services which you offer are starting from product research, okay? So we have, like, for small sellers, we have packages for product research, okay? They can start with that. We have the major part of our services is basically listing and listing optimization. I would say listing optimization is a major part, which most of our guys are working. And then PPC management, okay? So these are the two, listing optimization, PPC management, where most of the time we are working, but we also take care of customer support. We also, you know, submitting cases and all those things. The things which we don't offer is anything which is against Amazon TOS, okay? And I tell them, you know, since people talk to us and they kind of have those questions, and I tell them, you know, we do everything which is in Amazon TOS, whether it's a listing optimization, customer service, PPC management, so things like that. And when I was mentioning, I think that was one of your questions as well. So basically on the other side, when people start working with us, one of the things which I tell them, like on the onboarding call, I tell them, like, you know, we have built this practice, outsourcing practice. It's like more like a consulting practice. And what we want from you, every second week or month end, mandatory, you have to provide us feedback, okay? That has been phenomenal for past 3 years, you know. That has helped us a lot, like reshaping our services, bringing more trainings, basically. And whoever is working on your account, okay, they get their bonuses, their performance bonuses based on the feedback. So that feedback is tied heavily to client's feedback. So I tell everybody, you know, provide us feedback. That's why our project managers are there, to get your feedback to improve our services. And that has been one of the big success for us as well for past 3 years.
Excellent. So that means that you got a very built-in way of improving your services. But I like also the fact that your VAs are incentivized with bonuses based on the feedback. So you've built in a sort of hard, measurable relationship between the clients, i.e. us, the sellers, and how your guys get paid. So they got an incentive to do a good job. That's very good. I like that a lot. So let's break it down. So the listing optimization, obviously very important thing to offer, because it can be a very laborious job, time-consuming, but it's obviously absolutely critical for getting good sales organically. Even if you don't use PPC, if your listing's rubbish, you're kind of shot down for start, right? So tell us a bit more about that. What do you offer specifically, and how does that process work?
Sure. So I will go back to the account audit, okay? Once we do account audit, and there are like three or four factors when we determine the listing optimization part, okay? The first one is like your listing title, okay? A lot of people, they don't use the full space which is available out there, okay? They don't follow the basic standard Amazon practice, okay? To put right wordings, keywords, title, basically, they don't follow that. Then it comes to the bullet points, okay? Bullet points in another area where they can, you know, put, I mean, they could have an excellent copy, okay? But if that does not have relevant keywords, okay, where they can optimize, okay, it does not make sense. That's what I say. You know, when it comes to listing optimization, it basically copy of your listing plus the technical part, which is your keywords. And what I have seen, which I can tell you, and I think it's very informative for all people out there, most major part is the back end keywords. Okay, people have been confused. Once I started Amazon, okay, it was much easier. You could, you know, I think at that time they had like 5,000 bytes you could put. And now they have recently, if I'm not wrong, it's 250. You know, you could have on the back end 250 bytes. But a lot of people, they don't know. And that is one of the major factors once we find out when we do account audit that people are not putting. They don't know the standard practice. Once they have variation, how to handle those, you know. And then description is obviously another part. How to write a description which can evoke emotions and, you know, basically help. Once someone lands on your listing after you're running PPC and someone lands and they, if they don't buy it, you know, it does not convert. That doesn't make sense. So all these factors in listing optimization are the major part in optimization, I would say. And once our people talk about that, you know, you will get an idea, you know, that they are talking about something which we are lacking, okay? And that needs to be optimized. Obviously, first follow the standard practice, whatever Amazon provides, and then optimize based on that, you know? So that is basically the plan. And people see a lot of value once they start working. Following the Amazon standard practice, they see results and they love it, you know.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously, there's nothing like getting results to make you feel good about spending money on a service. So that's excellent. And what you say makes a lot of sense. Yeah, most people, because I do a lot of this, is not a service I offer separately very often, but certainly is part of my consulting work and mostly with beginner. Mostly with beginners, I say that even though I run masterminds, we've got people doing up to... people doing several hundred thousand pounds or dollars a year sometimes are making some very basic mistakes with their listings. If they've inherited or are running a business that has a lot of SKUs, and there's a few of them out there, that they kind of threw them up on Amazon, but they're busy running a traditional type of business where they're selling to retailers or something. And there's a few of those still out there. They often miss these things. So yeah, it's very good basics. Use all the space, make sure it's keyword dense, and yeah, the back end keywords, you're quite right, a lot of people are confused about that. So it makes total sense. It's the basics, but it always works. Always got to get those things right. What about PPC management? Presumably you would offer that as well as a sort of flip side of listing optimization, especially for people doing launch.
Sure. So when you were talking about, I think you said, what is the next process? So once we onboard or we provide them a proposal, basically we have three kind of skill set on our side. Okay, one is like beginner or intermediate, I would call it intermediate. It's basically a VA who comes with the good training, good data entry skills, okay, has knowledge about Amazon. Then we have an Amazon specialist VA who's basically has at least 2 years of experience working with us, obviously. And they know in and out of listing optimization and all those things. They can take care of that. The third part is Amazon expert, okay? We don't have a lot of people. We are trying to build this practice because we have been in industry 3 years. So if I say that I have like 100 people on Amazon expert, you know, that's not possible. So we have a couple of people, okay? We start building that practice because we are very careful when we sell this package to someone. So PPC management, it falls into Amazon expert VA, someone who could basically know, first of all, how to create campaigns. Okay, obviously, that's the easy part, I would say. Optimizing campaigns, that's a major part. That comes with a lot of analysis, and you know, you need to know what is working, what is not working, And the third part is basically following whatever is going on in Amazon. Like, you know, recently, if you have noticed, like past couple of months, there are a lot of changes on, it's very hard for me even to keep up with all those changes. And obviously sellers, when we talk to them and they said, well, we know that this came, but we don't know what is the impact on that. You know, even though it takes like a small effort or few hours just to, you know, start that. So they are not aware of that. So guy who is an Amazon expert, you know, basically would know running campaigns, okay, optimizing campaigns, okay, and whatever your criteria, you can tell us, like, you know, this is a cost ratio you want to keep. Obviously, once we do analysis, okay, account audit, again, back to the basics, we also audit your campaigns as well. Okay. We also, it's a very detailed level. I wish I could show you. Basically, it tells you, like, you know, what was the number of sessions you had? What about the traffic which you got on your listing? What was your conversion ratio? So all those factors, those are basic things for running PPC management. So our service is basically three packages, you know, based on your needs. We could, because we are also working with some of the marketing agencies, because they white label our services, so we know what to do with Amazon PPC as well.
Excellent. Well, that sounds very good. I mean, again, it's nice that you're clear about the sort of three levels of expertise you offer, and you're clear about who you are offering and what you're offering. But it's also, I think you're right, that setting up a campaign is one thing. In a way, that can be quite basic, because if your keyword research is good, you'll know roughly that you're aiming for a handful of keywords that make the big difference in your market, right? But the real art, as you say, is optimizing. It's actually, that's where you don't want to kill off keywords too violently, but you don't want to spend on things that are just producing clicks, i.e. costing you money but not making you sales. But when do you call that? When do you, is it 5 clicks? Is it 10 clicks? There are a lot of quite difficult statistical questions come up quite quickly, right? So I think you're right to call on the fact that optimizing campaigns is where the brain work is needed. So that makes a lot of sense. Talking of keeping up to date with changes, tell me a little bit, do you handle sponsored brands as well as sponsored products? So obviously sponsored brands used to be headline search ads. Some of the more sophisticated sellers I work with in masterminds, in the 10K Collective and the Million Pound Mastermind, are playing with those. It's kind of early days. I don't think anyone's kind of found them amazing or terrible. Do you offer that? And if so, what are your thoughts on that area?
Sure. So basically, you know, I told you that we have about 200, more than 200 Amazon accounts, okay? And obviously, every account is different. I can tell you that, you know. And their campaigns are different. So whenever there is a new change which came out, like, you know, once you have mentioned, we don't recommend anything unless we have seen the trends, okay? And obviously, when we have more than 200 Amazon account, we could see the trends, okay? So once we see the trends, and obviously this is also in the test part as well. I wouldn't say test, but we are looking very carefully, okay, the results and whatever trends are, and so we could develop our own strategy, okay? So whenever we talk about our strategy, it has to come with numbers. You know, we have seen that trend, okay? So that has been, and on the other end, like right now, if you say that, I mean, I had my account, okay, I don't sell anymore for past 2.5 years because I'm so focused. But we are still figuring out, okay, we're still looking at it, okay, to see the trend. So I don't know that if that answered your question, but yes.
Yeah, I guess, but you're giving the honest answer, which is we don't have an answer yet, but we're watching the trends and developing it, I guess, which is, this is more or less where everyone else I know is at with it, so that the smart sellers, because it is early days for that. I mean, I guess there's that sweet spot, isn't there, where something's proven, but not everyone's doing it yet. Maybe we haven't quite hit that with that particular tool, you know, in our armory, the sponsored brands thing. I mean, I think it's the sort of thing where it's probably too early to tell for some people. In 6 months' time, it will be a smart thing to do based on the knowledge, and based on experience, in 2 years' time, it will be completely overcrowded. So, okay, well, one to watch. So what are the other things you offer? So you do listing optimization, obviously absolutely critical. PPC management, also very important. You mentioned customer service. So I guess you offer that. Tell us a bit more about customer service and why. Is that just a low value task you should get off your plate, or do you think that has more importance than it appears?
Well, it depends on the seller, you know, if whether they are FBA or FBM, you know. Obviously, FBA take care of most of the customer service part because, you know, Amazon is taking care of your inventory and everything, you know. But still, you have to see, like, whether you get in a message from a customer, how you need to respond that. For FBM, it becomes, you know, critical because, you know, you are responsible for your shipping, so you have to make sure you have all those, your templates, and you comply with those. It depends on the seller, and I wouldn't call that it's a lowest value, but it depends on your business model, you know, what exactly, what model you are following. So it will depend on that. And I think if we consider all of the tasks, you know, it takes a lot of time, and especially monitoring and handling and, you know, all those things. We also do some of social media, but we are not there yet. So, you know, obviously we're exploring that part, okay? But we're pretty much focused on Amazon, eBay, Shopify, Walmart. Recently we there is a lot of people talking about, you know, Walmart, and we have a couple of accounts which we are exploring with our clients to see, like, you know, what are the trends, people who wants to move from Amazon, or you want to start with Walmart, you know, we could help them as well. So there are a lot of things, you know, in those stores.
Okay. So a couple of things then. Let's talk about customer service, and I want to talk about Shopify, because obviously that is something that, you know, some of the more serious sellers already have a big Shopify presence. Other ones really want to try and develop it. So let's come back to that in a sec. But customer service, I mean, one of the things that's related to customer service that isn't strictly speaking customer service is obviously trying to gather reviews. Do you have, what can you offer in that area? Because obviously that's a really critical area, and it's getting harder and harder to get reviews, right? I think everyone would agree these days. And Amazon's putting review velocity caps on certain SKUs. They removed a bunch of them just before Christmas, or between about October and December. A load of my serious seller friends seem to have some pretty nasty times with that. So what is your specific offering around review gathering? And what do you think are your best practices that you've seen across the 200 accounts that you manage?
So this is one of the questions which we receive from whenever we talk to new customers or new clients. They said, how can you help us with reviews? And obviously we tell them, like, you know, there are a couple of ways. One is basically providing excellent customer service. Okay, that's the best one. You know, you provide a customer service that people are happy and they provide you review. Okay, the second is basically, you know, follow Amazon standards practice. I remember when I started back in 4 years ago, we could send, like, you know, as many email like we could send, you know. Right now there is a restriction. If I'm not wrong, I think you could send one email right now for feedback, okay? Obviously, you could use one of the tools out there. There are a couple of tools. You could use one of the tools just to send an email and automated email and, you know, get feedback. That is one of the way. But I think the major part is basically customer service. You know, I will give you an example. When I was I went to one of my client's warehouse, okay, and this guy was a great seller, has great products, okay. He was best in finding good products, manufacturing good products. He was talking to a client for about two hours, okay. And he said, well, this guy is not listening to me. And I sat down and I said, well, do you really think that this 2 hours worth of time, you know, 2 hours of time is worth your time, basically? You know, you could easily develop some of the template, okay, based on your customer, based on your products, you know, and handle this to a VA who could, you know, talk to that client. And obviously, you can give them, you know, ratio that or margin that, you know, you could offer this to customer, okay? So they don't get mad. Because, you know, once you get one review, it takes a lot of positive review to cover that negative review. So obviously taking care of every customer who is basically, you know, complaining, you know, just offer them, build your business model that, you know, offer a refund or something if they are complaining, you know. And example would be different. I mean, sample would be different for every sellers. You know, we can't build a standard template for everyone which can use. You know, we tell them these are the samples which we use, okay? But obviously, we can work with you to customize these, okay? So our VA, who is working on your account, can use these. You know, obviously, products are different. So this is one of the way customer service is very valuable in getting feedback.
Okay, right. So the usual basics then, I guess. It's excellent customer reviews, follow terms of service. Yeah, as you say, there's not... It's going to be just harder to get reviews. But yeah, it, as you say, it's more critical than ever to avoid negative reviews. So that's one way of looking at review gathering, is not so much just about getting positive reviews, it's avoiding negatives. As you say, they are really hard to get rid of. So other channels, let's talk about that. So eBay and Shopify. I think eBay is something I don't sense a great deal of interest from other Amazon sellers. I may be misreading that, but not the ones that I interact with in the masterminds that I run anyway. Let's talk about Shopify, because I do know a couple of people who got serious Shopify sites that if they're doing, you know, say a million a month on their business as a whole, maybe Shopify is about a quarter or of that or something. So it can be significant. How, obviously you're not offering PPC management in the same way. What sort of services can you offer somebody who's also got a Shopify account as well as a business, I should say, site, I suppose, as well as an Amazon account?
Sure. I have experts in my team who manage Shopify. I can talk a lot about Shopify because I didn't have any Shopify store, but let's see what I can talk about. So basically, we have two packages. One is basically Shopify development, okay? So store development, that is one team. That is basically the team which includes like web developer and designers, okay? They are one team, okay? So once it's developed, then we have another team who can take care of Shopify like Amazon, you know, listing products and, you know, managing on day-to-day basis. So these are the two packages which we offer for Shopify.
So it sounds like you've got the people in place, but at least presumably if you've got clients who have a Shopify store as well as an Amazon account, you guys will manage all of that under one roof potentially.
We love to do that because, you know, once we worked with the one client, we try to get, you know, whatever stores they want to explore their business or, you know, increase their business on different channels. We also encourage them, like, you know, first let us do an analysis on your product, whether it's a good product to sell on eBay, Shopify, or any of your competitors are selling on that, you know. So we could do some of the basic research, okay. That's like a consulting as well. Again, I said, you know, it's basically managing your business plus providing you consulting as well, you know. So you could see the value.
Great. So tell us about so that implies, I suppose, also Amazon account management. So you obviously can do the bits and pieces that are, you know, obviously critical. You do the account audit, which I think is a massive bonus. I mean, that's really very valuable in itself. I've sometimes offered that for free. I mean, I generally charge for that now because it is a lot of time and effort to do. So I think that's a massive value you guys are offering. PPC management, listing optimization. But what about Amazon account management overall? Is that something you even offer? Because it's a lot of work for the person doing the management, I can say from having done it a couple of times.
So basically, right now, if we have not named this as a service account, Amazon account management, but that's what VAs are doing. You know, if you see from product research, listing optimization, PPC management. Now I'm talking to a couple of our clients. You know, they basically want us to take care of their Amazon account fully. So we charge them, rather than a fixed amount, basically commission. Okay, that's another level of services, okay? But obviously, we have done all those tasks, okay? Now we have to just reshape that, okay? So, like, you know, when I mentioned about, again, basic, like, account audit, you know, it's not basically something which a VA will do, in the beginning. It's a specialized team which we have, like, guys who are working with the 3 years, like, Amazon expert who put, like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days of their time to provide that value, because that defines the project scope. So obviously we're doing all those things when it comes to Amazon account management, but we have not named this as a service yet, like separate to whatever we are offering. But in near future, we will name this as a service as well.
Okay, great. And can I get a flavor from, obviously it sounds like it's still kind of in development and it will depend on a few different factors, but can you give me an idea Let's name a couple of specific types of clients and get an idea of the sorts of levels of commission that you would charge or the sorts of fees. So let's say if somebody has 100 SKUs, they're doing about $100,000 a month in mostly in the US, but they've also got a few SKUs in UK and Germany. That's a typical kind of client for me for the some of the masterminds I've got. What sort of amount would you charge those guys to manage an account for them, for example?
I think when it comes to amount, I don't know. I can describe you right now, but it will depend about their business. You know, obviously, when we do analysis, we know the scope of the work, and then we could give you the proposal. You know, how much it's going to cost. But let's say if it's a bigger client, okay, so we could I'll give you an example. Like a couple of clients whom I'm talking right now, we are managing their business for more than 1 year or so, okay. And one of the things which they lacked, they were looking for new products and they can't find one, you know. They said, you know, we have people who are managing our business, but we need people who are specialized, okay. So you take care of that part. You take care of, like, you know, bringing all those new products. We'll do the investment, okay. So basically, we could work on a commission basis, okay. And obviously, the commission percentage would be based on the revenue, okay, rather than fixed, you know. Obviously, the big sellers, we're going to, you know, charge smaller commission based on their revenue. But for smaller ones, you know, it would be a different percentage because we are taking the full risk, you know. You are basically on your end, you are basically, you know, just doing investment. So a lot of people which I have seen, you know, they are buying or starting their business on Amazon and obviously they don't have a lot of knowledge. So that is a great package for them if they are starting up. You know, we could take care of that. Or people who have bigger Amazon accounts and they need a dedicated team, okay, and they don't want to get our packages, so we can work with them on commission basis as well.
And that makes sense. And yeah, the bigger revenue they do, the smaller percentage of commission, or the other way around is true. That makes sense as well, because you guys got some quite solid fixed costs to your end if you're going to have to project manage. And just to anyone who's thinking of getting accounts managed, having managed accounts for other people just a couple of times, they were pretty small. But there's just so much overhead involved in the agreement and discussion, scoping out the project. Even creating new listings can be a big job. So it is a big job. If you're asking somebody to do that, don't expect them to do it for cheapo money, because it is a very big job, just to say anybody out there. But equally, if you've got there are some people I've worked with. There's one person who's come to the mastermind in particular recently, whose company has been in business for four generations. And, you know, they've got very good products. They've got a nice little niche that is they're very, very dominant in a particular niche, which is always the way to win on the internet, right? In e-commerce in general, and Amazon in particular. But what they don't have is much of a clue about Amazon. And it's beginning to strike me in his case that the best thing he can do, rather than trying to become an expert in Amazon, he stays expert in his particular area of production and the supply chain and all the other stuff they're good at. And that he just finds somebody like you guys to just run the Amazon wing of his business. And that's unusual for me to find that in the masterminds, but it does happen. So yeah, if that's you, if you're listening, then don't underestimate the value of getting somebody who really knows what they're doing to run your business, but also the Amazon side of it. I mean, but don't expect to pay low dollar either, because it's a huge job, is what I would say. So listen, very interesting stuff. I mean, I think the account audit is something everybody should be getting done, because it's free. What the hell have you got to lose? A 70-page document by guys who've got 200 employees working this full-time. They've worked with, 160 or something, wasn't it? And 200 Amazon accounts managed. That you're going to have a lot of expertise. So it would be ridiculous not to do it, in my opinion, guys. AmazingFBA.com/URTASKER, URTAS for sugar, KER. So that's the first thing I would say, that free is a risk-free price point for you. So hopefully, Omar, you won't regret putting this offer out to the listeners, because you could end up with a lot of work there. Any last-minute advice for people who are considering outsourcing stuff? Let's split it into two sets of people. One is with people who say doing their first few thousand or few tens of thousands of dollars a month. What would your advice be for those guys?
Sure. The very first point which I want to raise is basically that account audit which we're talking about, we normally charge around $200. So for this show, okay, and obviously, Michael, you will put the link below. you will get free, okay, through that link. Okay, that's the first thing, okay? And obviously, it's I'm telling you that it has a great value, and you have basically, you know, you are not obligated to start, you know, if you don't see any value, okay? That's the first thing. The advice which I have for smallers, you know, small sellers or the big sellers, you know, try to, whenever you start, whether you work with Yotasker or any other agency or any other outsourcing practice, you know, try to list down all of your tasks which you want to delegate, okay? You need to be ready to delegate. That's the very first thing. Otherwise, if you are micromanaging, okay, that's not going to work. Basically, the life of an entrepreneur is all about getting financial freedom and get more time for yourself, other than you would be doing a full-time job, whatever you are doing before starting this business or, you know, whatever. So basically what you want to do is you want to list down all the tasks, okay? And then in the future, once you start working, okay, you start managing those tasks, you see, like, you know, people are managing it, you move to the next level, okay? You work on the strategy. You work for focus on things which are money-making, you know, bringing new products. You are good in something, you know, just focus on that. So that is the biggest success for all the people whom we are working. They are focusing on their strength, okay? And they are basically outsourcing all their weaknesses to people who could work on those. And when it comes to outsourcing, try to find people who are expert, whom you don't have to train. Okay, so they can take care of that. Otherwise, you would be training, you would be, you know, doing all the other stuff. So that will take a lot of your time. And obviously, people get frustrated. A lot of people, when they come to us, they are already frustrated. They have tried different things, okay? And it is a hard job for us to convince those guys, you know, let's do it again, you know. So try to list down all the tasks, okay? Define your project scope. Okay, what do you want them to achieve? First, work on the task which can be delegated, okay? And obviously give them some time, okay, to show you something, you know. It takes some time. Even for if you start PPC, it takes some time to see the result, okay? If you optimize your listing, it takes some time to see the result. Give them some time, but hire people who are an expert. So that is my advice.
That makes a great deal of sense. So just to reflect that back, make sure you're ready to delegate. If you're micromanaging, it's not going to work. That makes a lot of sense. And actually, it can be very, very big mental corner to turn, I think. But actually, it's chicken and egg. If you decide you're going to outsource something and then you go through the process, the going through of the actual process, handing it over, forces you to think about what you're trying to achieve, what outcomes you want, and what you're prepared to let go of and what you're not prepared to let go of. And I think actually, you may discover that everything you do can be done better by somebody else for less money, which if you're a freelancer or an employee by background, if you're in an office and you discovered that, you would be in great danger of losing your job. So the mentality of hanging on to a task can really be very strong if you've had that background. And that's been my experience of working with Amazon sellers, as, you know, consulting with them. If they're new, it's like you need to get over that. You need to be very, very happy when you find that somebody else can do a job better than you and cheaper and you own the business. This is great news. So you need to embrace it. And I would say for me, that's just to add my experience of that's the single most important thing. You need to flip that thinking on its head, 180 degree turn. And then the other thing you're saying, find people who are an expert and you don't have to train them. That's absolutely critical, I think, for me. I mean, having to train people in stuff which are very, very standardized, like Amazon listing optimization, for me is just reinventing the wheel. That's a painful thing to do. So I couldn't agree more. Don't reinvent the wheel. You don't need to. So thank you very much for Omar for some excellent general advice. And I think the once again, folks, the audit, it's free. It's worth $200. A 70-page document produced by guys who do this all day. I mean, that is definitely worth a lot of money. I think $200, frankly, is quite cheap. I mean, 70 pages must take ages of man hours to produce. So if that's free, I would get in there straight away. No question. And then what you do after that is a bonus. AmazingFBA.com/YourTasker. U-R-T-A-S for sugar, K-E-R. And Omar, thank you very much for coming on. Be lovely to have you on in, say, 6 to 12 months and see what your development is in terms of thinking about the latest PPC campaigns and whether sponsored brands and headline ads are worth doing, and also to hear a bit more about your account management experiences as well. But for the moment, thank you so much for coming on. It's been fantastic value.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.